Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome to the Rusak Gamers podcast, episode 81. We return with part 2 of our Dungeon World tryout. We really enjoyed the last game and wanted Jason and Todd to play. Todd was missing again, but Jason did make it and took up the mantle of a druid. This is one fun game. My fat thief got to hang from the rafters and slit somebody's throat. Good times. Better luck for Todd next time. Comments, critique, and general feedback can be left on our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766, or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Stop by our rpgcrosstalk.com forum. Just scroll down to the Rusak Gamers section. Listen to us on Stitcher. Just go to stitcher.com, download the program to your computer, phone, or tablet, and listen whichever way you prefer. Enjoy the show.
All right, we're on.
Okay, good evening. This is Jeff.
And I'm so excited!
And I'm alone. This is Jeff, and we're here for our second run at Dungeon World. Jason was able to join us tonight. Todd is still out. As you recall from last week, the guys went through and created characters. Doug is playing Cassandra or Cassie the Wizard. Bill is playing
Bard.
Bard. And Joe's got the wizard, right?
I do.
Morgan.
And Bill is playing our dwarven fighter, Surtur, the 47th. Is that right? 43rd. Okay. I thought it was a few more generations. Anyway.
At least that's what I remember.
Yeah, heir to the dwarven throne. And Roy is playing a flabby human thief named
Jack.
The way the relationship break down, Jack and Surtur are kind of con men, and they go around stealing from people by convincing them that Surtur is an heir to the dwarven throne and taking advantage of them using that. Now, Jack thinks that's false. Surtur believes it to be true, but they never really had a fight about it. But most recently, they used this ruse to steal a bracelet.
A
magical dwarven bracelet from the mage tower where I think it's got dwarven runes on it.
No, it's got runes of an unknown type on it.
Okay.
Doesn't even have runes.
Let's call them unknown.
They're not even runes. It's artistic tracery.
So you think.
Yes.
Okay. But Morgan
doesn't look like a rune.
Cassandra is the bard, and she's writing about she believes the Surtur myth/truth, and she's writing about his exploits. Also, we have Morgan, who has hired these two to help him find the thieves who stole the bracelet from the mage's tower. Of course, he doesn't know that they're the ones that stole. Okay, so now they have ventured down into a cavern. There was a cavern, secret door, led down, and then there were a great hall, and last time they fought a whole bunch of fire beetles, and in the fight, they killed a few, but the bracelet slipped off of Jack's wrist, bounced off into the darkness, and they all chased it to recover it. Morgan has yet to see it. He saw the bracelet slip off, but he doesn't realize it's the same bracelet. And so now they're plugging up laptop now. And so they're sort of gathered in the darkness right after this has happened. He's invisible, being Morgan, the mage, who's also the only source of light, I think. I don't think other people brought torches. But he's the only sort of light on his staff, sort of like a Raceland Chirac kind of deal. And then as the fire beetles, a swarm of fire beetles are now approaching because the bard actually used his magical powers to heal the dwarf who was protecting her. But that seemed to just call more fire beetles. Okay, so that's the situation as you develop your character. Now, we'll go through line by line, develop your character, and you can make the choices at the top, which are the descriptors. just pick who they are, or pick what they are, and then you want to split up your ability scores. And it's just like, say, D&D. You know,
there's 16, a 15, a 13, a 12, a 9, and an 8.
Yeah, they're listed across the top there at the ability scores, I think, with the scores you get to use.
It really is a well-designed character sheet.
Yeah,
I mean, for somebody who's never played before, it's great.
What's the primary stat for Druid still with?
It's listed under your starting moves, the one that says casting or whatever.
I think it's wisdom. Sometimes charisma's important. At least it used to be in D&D and stuff, but I think it's wisdom. Does it say? Let me see what your starting moves are. Oh, and I guess you don't have a spell list.
No.
Okay. Only clerics and wizards have spell lists, but you have shape changing. You have natural moves. Let's see. I'm looking on the front of the page. Wisdom is the one you want because it's under shape shifting. So wisdom is what you need. Okay, that's one of these. Some of your basic moves for your class as a druid. Okay, so go ahead and distribute those. Tell us when you're ready. Pick a name. Pick a race. Tell us about your character a little bit. And the reason why I tell you the facts of the scenario, maybe there's a maybe you can tell us why you're suddenly here, or maybe you were here the whole time, or what. Maybe you've got some affinity for fire beetles. I don't know. But if we can find a way to work you in, we'll work you in right away.
Well, with the druid, shapeshifter makes it very easy to work in.
He's a fire beetle!
He could be a fire beetle, but I don't know, can he be, with shapeshifter, can he become a fire beetle, or?
He can become anything that would be in your realm. That's one of the choices you have to make, is what do they call it? The land you are attuned to.
Okay. And you could be a... Oh, so the land, and I'm wondering then, if
depths of the earth is one of the choices.
Okay. Do they break down the same way that the monsters are broken down?
No, the list...
Because the monsters are listed by, like, freaks of nature or whatever, and then deep underground. Yeah. Okay, what are they?
Great Forest, the Whispering Plains, the Vast Desert, the Stinking Mire, the River Delta, the Depths of the Earth, the Sapphire Islands, the Open Sea, the Towering Mountains, the Frozen North, and the Blasted Wasteland.
Cool. All right, so, you get your ability scores assigned?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your hit points are, your base, which is for you maybe an 8? Is it an 8?
6.
6, plus your constitution score.
So 13 is plus 1?
No.
13. It's plus 13. You start off with your constitution and hit points, which is something we talked about last week, too.
I have a question about spells. It says when I prepare them, prepare new spells of your choice from your spell book whose total levels don't exceed your own level plus 1. So does that mean I only prepare 2 spells?
You could, not counting your cantrips.
Right.
You could, at that first level, you can have 2 levels worth of spells prepared.
Right. But for example, later on.
2 levels or 2 spells?
2 levels.
First level, it's 2 spells.
Yeah, and they have to be lower than your level. Now, in this, it doesn't have to be. At least that level. Right. But you can, and the way they do it, the spells are level 1st, 3rd, 5th, 7th. So there's no 2nd and 4th and stuff. But when you're a higher level, you can actually, the way I read it, memorize more lower level spells if you want to forego the higher level spells.
Some of the spells you have memorized have to be equal to your level plus 1. So at 4th level, that's just character sheet.
You could be third level spell and a 1st level spell, or 5 4th level spells. Okay. At 5 1st level spells.
That's just until I sit down and learn them, then I can pick different ones.
Right. You've only got, as a wizard, don't you only have a choice of a few, though?
Well, I have 3 plus my cleric one.
Okay, what
So you can have 2 of those prepared at a time.
Where are you, Jason?
Alright. So, right now, I just got the abilities picked out, and then I just choose a race, and circle one of the ones on the side.
Yeah,
pick your race down here. You can be elf, human, or halfling. And your alignment, chaotic, good, or neutral?
No.
Well, and alignment, you aren't experienced based upon playing. also. And we'll talk about that. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. You pick alignment you like. Chaotic. That's a pretty quick choice, right?
No. Neutral.
Neutral. Okay. So, what else have you got?
Should you take?
Elf.
Which, the benefit of Elf is that he always has the Great Forest.
Or do I pick one?
You also pick one.
Born, so he gets Great Forest and something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. But you also need to pick your name. And
your
description and all that stuff. You got a name?
You don't have to choose one of those. They just give you those up there.
Well, I like it. It makes it easier because if you have a name, let me think about it. 20 minutes later. Yeah, just
pick Hyacinth.
Pick the name. Pick a name.
Teros. How's that?
Teros. T-E-R-R-O-S.
T-A-E-R-O-S.
T-A-E-R-O-S. Okay, Teros, Druid. What kind of eyes do you have?
Wild.
Uh-oh. My Kindle is doing something weird. Have you seen that before? Wild eyes.
The power button on the bottom?
Yeah.
Messy hair.
Messy hair, okay. Makes sense.
And withered eyes.
Withered what?
Hides.
Withered hides. Oh, okay, so you're wearing withered hides.
No.
Weathered.
Weathered.
Weathered
hides.
That's what it's called.
Withering hides.
I love that book. Okay, so you got your name, you got your description. Go through and pick the rest of your abilities, and you get to pick some starting of gear. I think that's on the top of the back page. So you can shape paint into forest creatures or into...
Or whatever else you chose.
The other one I chose was Blasted Waste. The Wasteland.
Cool.
Also under that, you choose a physical mark that you have.
Choose a tell.
Like antlers or leopard spots. Or hairline leaves or eyes glittering crystal. That mark you is...
From the Blasted Wasteland or from the either one?
What did you pick? Just reflects the spirit of
the
your
Great
land.
Forest and the Blasted Wasteland.
Yeah,
I'm going to take a snake tongue. Porpoise tongue.
Gross.
Ew, interesting.
Ew. Forked tongue.
Did it come in?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cool. Thanks. All right.
Blasted Wasteland. That's right for potential.
Not does it have right now.
No.
Hold on a second. Does it have a description in there?
No.
Oh, okay. Of course not. Well, I didn't know if it had like a line or so about it.
Yes, it says the Blasted Wasteland.
Yeah. This
and see, that's the funny thing. You go
really
through,
heavy with giving you a rich term that then you have to describe.
Yeah, I was reading the...
Yeah.
I was looking at the monsters trying to pick stuff to maybe throw at you guys. And I read them and I go, oh, that's a neat ability. Because they have tags and then they have other descriptors. And you go, and oh, well, what's this descriptor mean? It's not the tag. Oh, what's it mean? It's this is just to inform the narrative. And you're like, okay.
Well, and the tags are their moves, but they don't tell you anything about how to do it because you're supposed to talk it.
That's right. You're supposed to work it through. Okay. So how far along are you there, Dave?
Well, after just kind of reading the shape-shifting and the spirit tongue.
Gear.
Pick your gear, and I think we're ready to go. And the advanced moves you don't need to worry about right now because
when you're second
to 10th level. Now, so you know. Oh, we also have to do your bonds. I'll pick the rest.
I'm Doug.
I'm Bill.
I'm your pal Joe.
Jason and Roy's
Roy.
Roy. Okay. We'll splice that in more close to the beginning.
Or not.
Or not. Okay. How you doing, Jay?
Nice. So I just picked the equipment real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You want the armor or the shield?
What kind of weapon?
Just spear.
Okay. Now.
And did you... What equipment did you take?
The choose one?
Yeah.
The pulses and herbs.
I took band-aids.
Yeah, it says, we don't really have a healer yet. I mean, no offense to the bard.
1d8 in a row.
Yeah, I can do a little bit.
Oh, that's right, because you can, with what you chose, you actually have a healing spell. So that works out pretty well. All right, I think that's exactly what Bill said last game. Oh, that works out.
Yeah,
that works out. Give it a screw.
That's convenient.
Okay, so next we want to talk about your bonds. Okay, bonds are they're kind of like in Fiasco, your connections with somebody. They're in Burning Wheel. They're kind of like your beliefs, sort of like a cross between beliefs and affiliations. Okay, but they have to do specifically with other players at the table. Now, they recommend doing at least one. You could do two, maybe three. But if you actually resolve that bond, or you know that bond comes in a significant play during the game, you get an experience point for it. Okay. You also get experience points for anytime you fail a roll. You gain an which is
we're doing your alignment
or working. You know, actually working your alignment, acting on your alignment. That gets you experience. So there's lots of things that get you experience in play. And you get getting an experience point, and you need one plus your level plus seven to advance to the next level. So eight to get to two, and then nine to get to three, and so forth.
Did we get any of the end of session XP?
Yeah, we did that last.
Did we get any from it, or was it a wash? I don't remember.
What do you mean?
I didn't write anything.
We didn't get anything. Did we learn something new and important about the world? Did
no.
we overcome a notable monster enemy?
No.
Did we loot memorable treasure?
Nope.
We didn't get it.
Yeah. We went through it. We didn't get it. Okay. Or you guys didn't get it. Okay. It's funny. Everybody's got a relationship with Jack.
Should we...
Did you come up with one for me?
I just like look over at your character.
For his benefit, should we reintroduce our characters?
Hmm. Yeah, if you feel like you need to, I kind of gave the brief overview. But yeah,
with our bonds.
Yeah. That's fine. Why don't we start over here with Doug and work our way around and tell Jason what the bonds are.
I have four bonds. Number one is Jack is often the butt of my jokes, which seem to get edited out of the podcast.
Did it?
Yes, you took notes. I saw that.
No, I did not edit that out of the podcast.
Number two.
I did like the Leonard Nimoy.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I did like the Bilbo opening to the One Ring. That's about as far as I got, though.
Yeah. That's about the most interesting. None of the guys here download the podcast and listen to it after we record it.
We listen to it. We lived it. Yeah, we were there, man.
I listen to the ones I'm not here for.
For the One Ring,
oh,
instead of using our
stuff talking about you.
For
that
the one,
damn Bill.
For the One Ring, instead of using our regular opening song, I used the first strain of Leonard Nimoy doing the Bilbo song.
Bilbo, nice. Bilbo, Bilbo, only 3 feet tall.
It's
horrible.
I got, you know, I love Leonard Nimoy, but it is horrible. Oh.
So we're going to get our first takedown though?
Probably not, since that's all over YouTube.
Yeah. Not enough shrooms in the world. They're out in
the
desert. The
video is great.
These cute little girls pretending to be hobbits.
Pretending to understand what's going on. Yeah.
Okay, so what are your other bonds? Your bonds are, he's the butt of the jokes.
Butt of the jokes. I'm writing a ballad about the adventures of Stur.
Good work.
Morgan trusted me with a secret, and that secret would be that he can heal. And Jack does not trust me, and for good reason.
Okay, Bill? For Surtur? Surtur? Sorry.
Surtur. The fighter.
Surtur? Oh, I'm sorry. I mispronounced your name.
That doesn't matter. Okay. You're just a GM. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Tough little dwarf. Ancient. Wicked looking axe. Jack owes me his life, whether he admits it or not. That's one of my bonds. And another bond I have is I worry about the ability of Morgan to survive in this dungeon.
So which actually got played last time. I mean, you were protecting mm-hmm. Morgan and stuff. So, I mean, he got experience.
But didn't get resolved. No,
it didn't get resolved. Yeah. Does it have to get, I mean, well, yeah, I think it has to be resolved.
Yeah.
It? Okay.
All right. I'm Morgan, the precarious. A little bit on the crazy side for a wizard. Surtur will play an important role in the events to come. I have foreseen it. Jax is keeping an important secret from
mainly that he's the one who's done the crazy. That's about it. I'm involved with the Mage Tower. Kind of an outcast there, but if I can retrieve this bracelet, I might become in good standings again.
Kind of an F you to the mages who bring them out, right? Yeah. Is that it's more it?
Or maybe something else will happen along the way. But right now, that's my MO. I have learned a forbidden cleric spell, which not many people know of. It is a healing spell, and a bit frowned upon by the mage hand. Mixing the arcane with
the mage hand,
mage tower.
He said mage hand.
I kind of like that though. I kind of like that, the mage hand. That just makes a nice name for
the mage hand, the hand.
Ooh, the hand. Right, we're gonna call it the hand.
Be a little more ominous if you spoke a little bit louder, Joe.
All right, is that it? Okay, Roy, what do you got?
Jack stole something from Cassandra. Surtur has my back when things go wrong. Surtur and I have been running a con. And I actually added in something. I believe Surtur isn't really a king, though he really is.
Okay.
So Jack doesn't believe that Surtur's really a king. He thinks he's conning everybody. And that's why he thinks Surtur's such a brilliant con man. Because he's not a king. Because
he's so committed to this.
He's
crazy.
Committed to the role.
Yeah. So what have you got, James? What are you doing?
All right. Jack smells more like prey than a hunter.
Well, that's true.
The spirit spoke to me of great danger that follows Morgan. I have shown Morgan a secret of the land, secret right of the land. And Cassandra has tasted my blood, and I theirs. We are bonded by it.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay. All right, well, let's do this then. Here, let me have my
note. No, I want my.
I got my note.
She covered. Damn it. Okay.
You run out of black ink, buddy.
Laser toner. Here. Here.
Yes.
All right, why don't we start? Should we pick up with you guys, give Jason sort of a feel for it?
Sure.
Do you think that would be helpful? Or do you,
absolutely.
Are you ready to jump right in?
He's ready to jump in.
Why don't you? Okay, given your bonds and stuff. All right, I've given you the setup. Now your character may or may not know exactly what's going on. If he does, how does he know what's going on?
I'm tracking my blood right through the whole town. Lived outside the city. Just been following, watching him outside. Don't like
her.
The human society. Just staying away, staying in the background, being a hermit.
Okay, so you're basically shadowing Cassandra.
Right.
Okay.
What's your character's name?
Taros.
Taros.
T-A-E-R-O-S.
Okay, well, we'll keep going on that a second. How does Cassandra feel about being shadowed by Taros? Does Cassandra know? I mean, what was this blood right? Does Cassandra know? And, if Cassie knows, how does she feel about it? And does she return this interest? And I don't know why I'm thinking this right now, but I had a dream. I think it would shake completely. Anyway, I thought, facial hair go back so fast? But it is you. So.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry for that. So how does I dreamt about you, Doug. Yeah.
That's weird, too.
Yeah, that is weird. So how does Cassie feel about it?
He's like my big brother. He's always there just looking out for me.
Chick dude.
Now, she's also a bard. Kind of cute. Charisma 16?
15.
What's the 16?
Dex.
And she's well balanced.
Yeah. Well, she's cute and fast at slapping hands. So, now... Are there any feelings there between the elf? I mean, we had an elf, wild elf, you know, little, you know, cute human over here. Is there some kind of jungle fever thing going on here?
I'm waiting for her to settle down, get it all out of her system.
You know that Taros follows you. Do you ever do you just let that happen? Do you assist it? Do you aid it? I mean, do you leave a trail of breadcrumbs? I mean, what?
Yes, trail markers. I leave little sticks and stones pointing the direction we're going at all times. I put down a rock with a stick behind it.
She don't know it, but she loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not.
So it's kind of unrequited. You like her, but she. Taros likes Cassie, but Cassie kind of it's more platonic on Cassie's side because, you know, even for an elf, you smell. Is that because he's got the weather?
You know, the cute girl always hangs out with the dorky guy, and the dorky guy's in love, and the cute girl just sees him like a big brother?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Oh, you're a really good friend.
Right.
Right. Not to mention he's ancient.
Right.
I live a long time, baby. I don't age.
There's time.
All the time in the world.
Okay. All right. So, so where does that leave us now? So, did you follow them into the cavern, or?
Of course, she might be in trouble. She's with three other men. Kind of follow.
Two and a half men.
Roll.
Oh.
You didn't choose halfling.
Huh? No, he didn't choose halfling, which was so disappointing.
No, I didn't choose halfling.
So disappointing.
All right. Well, yeah, fat halfling, like that hasn't been done before.
Flabby halfling. You just did that to spite me. I know you did. I can't do a
halfling thief like you can, Jeff, and I didn't want to even compete. He doesn't know what to say to that.
I would have helped
shut
you.
Shut him up.
Okay. So, all right. So you guys are down in the cave. The chittering, skittering. Coming towards you in the darkness. Now, in this game, let's not forget, you have other basic moves other than just fighting. Okay, you can look over the basic moves. And what we do is you don't announce basic moves. All right, don't say bad etiquette for the game. I'm going to hack and slash. So tell me what you're doing. You know, you pull out your spear, you throw it, you stab them with it, you stick it in their eye. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Tell me what you're doing, and then we'll figure out which basic move that best applies. Okay? So, who wants to go first?
Where
you want me to go first?
Where did we finish up last time?
Okay,
I'm sorry if I missed it.
Guys are in the Great Hall.
Yeah. We just fought the things.
And you're still in the middle of fighting.
Right.
You've moved further into the Great Hall, and it's as you moved in, it extends beyond the cool green light being cast by Morgan's staff.
Right.
And you guys are standing in a group, sort of huddled there. You ran up, found the bracelet.
Got my bracelet.
Put it back on. Morgan came up behind you. You're not really sure, I don't think, if Morgan saw you, because Morgan's invisible at this point, because Morgan turned invisible to follow you.
I don't know Morgan.
Oh, there's just a floating light. And out of the darkness come running Cassie and Surtur after they've bull rushed through, but they didn't want to lose you guys because they don't have any light.
Okay.
And you all are now sort of standing in this pool of green light and hearing.
And Morgan's nowhere to be seen.
You all kind of tight together. You can almost feel Morgan there, because the light, you all saw the light sort of walk off, and he vanished, and the light sort of went with him.
Oh, that's just spooky.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
In the darkness, around you, just outside, more sort of back where the cave-in was when you all came in on the left, you heard more chittering and more bugs, fire beetles, and every now and then you might see a spark, but you can hear them coming closer and closer toward the light, towards Yorl's island of illumination.
do we see any other light in here at all, other than the dim point
I don't know,
above
do you?
Us? I don't know, do I? I mean, I'm not familiar enough with the way the game goes.
That's a discerned reality.
Okay.
Okay. So, yes, you look around looking for another light, another way. Okay, let's take a look. Discern realities. What you do is you quickly look around.
Okay.
Okay, it's a wisdom roll plus, Yeah. And then roll 2d6 plus your wisdom modifier. Okay, this is pretty much how everything gets resolved.
Yes.
Okay.
2d6 plus something.
Yeah. Yeah. 5.
Plus your it total?
5.
Okay.
You get an XP.
Okay. One.
Failed.
Take an XP.
Okay.
And you can't level up even if you have enough
until after the
you rest. You
right.
You have to. That's
you
a move.
You can do it in the session. It's just you have to be resting.
Right.
You have to take the rest move. Yeah. The okay. Camp action. Okay. Now, if you fail, when acting, let's see. The GM gives 3 questions below. You look around and you can't see beyond the green. All right.
Ugh.
I mean, you're standing there in just sort of like a bubble that just sort of extends to about here, and they're getting closer and closer and closer.
Good Lord,
now, what happens? And as you're looking, you do see you see the eyes of a couple of fire beetles coming right out of the darkness at you. I mean, they're almost right. I mean, you look around; they're right there at your feet.
No, if one's right at my feet, I'm going to attack him.
Well, you do.
I've got my sword.
I think.
Maybe we should extinguish the light.
Who said that?
Who touched my butt?
Okay, no. And there's no turns.
My dagger.
So if there's something you want to do, you say, look, I got something I think I want to do here. And you just offer up. Okay.
I would like to defend him.
You still have the bolster on you.
I have the what? The
bolster. You haven't used it yet.
I have no
Last
idea.
Time I gave you a 1d4 forward to damage.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I haven't swung at anything yet.
Exactly. Yeah. You still got it.
Okay.
My friend's being attacked. I want
to. So you would like to jump to his aid and defend?
Yeah.
Sir's got my back.
Okay. Go ahead and make your roll.
Okay.
I mean, you pull out your sword and
dagger,
and you're going to attack, but you go, ah! All right. And Surtur steps up and defends and.
Ooh.
No, but he gets a bonus on that.
Oh, yeah.
6.
6, which is still. which is still a failure, but good for you. I think that, what is that, 2? It's not a bond. You're protecting him, though, right?
It's his bond, not mine.
Oh, okay. Well, to play that, you need to, Surtur, protect me! just for future reference.
You got a bond with Jack.
I have a bond with him, but not the bond that we're talking about.
It's interesting.
Well, it doesn't say. It just says,
to help him play
someone
that.
You have a bond with.
Oh, I'm not doing that. I did this.
And it'd be interesting, I think, to make him play that, make him beg you for the help. But that's okay, because that gets him the experience.
Only if the bond is resolved somehow.
Right. I mean, he finally convinces you that you finally defend him or protect him from some kind of, I don't know. It's not resolved. But you get my point. All right, so you are moving forward, and you get there, but it's going to go ahead and bite you instead. You put yourself between them, and so you're going to get bitten and take some damage.
Okay.
All right. So the damage I think was 1d6.
Okay.
And we'll just say it's the 1. So go ahead and roll 1d6. He rolls it. 2. All right. And I don't think that gets through your armor. Grabs your greaves and you shake him off.
Kick him off.
That's right. Get out of here. And as you throw him, you kind of hear. As he sort of smashes into a few more in the darkness. All right.
Give me a few more seconds.
Okay. Morgan, what are you doing?
Stop touching my butt.
I ask if they think that I should extinguish the light.
Who keeps talking?
Okay.
It depends on if you want to see your death coming or not.
Jeff, hold on a second. As I hear this voice coming out of nowhere, I kind of surreptitiously... Pull my bracelet up to my ear.
Is that you, God?
Oh, okay. And you say, "Who's talking?" And put your
who's
hand
talking? Up. I'm looking weird because my don't know if the sound's coming from my bracelet or not.
Are you listening to him? Looking at him? I mean,
it is high, Morgan. I'm invisible. You fool.
I think I want you to roll 2d6. And add your wisdom.
What's invisible mean?
He doesn't want to notice.
Oh, wait. I'm actually kind of sorry.
Well, he doesn't have to ask the question.
6.
You get an XP.
now he's got a force failure.
Failed.
Well, then I don't have to put anything bad on him. I mean, that's okay. All right. He still doesn't see the bracelet. And that's...
You get an XP for that, man.
Yeah, I'll give you an XP for that. I'll still give you an XP for it. For playing along. Cassie, what do you got? What do you want to do?
Oh, you brave man. Let me, let my song help you attack.
I'll bolster his damage.
Who, me?
You.
Okay.
The dude with the point.
Brave, brave man.
So how are you, how are you, how are you, how are
playing
you?
Playing the flute.
Okay. Oh, good. That's a...
Plus charisma, that's 10.
Okay,
1d4, so... 1d4 forward to damage.
Okay, so for this encounter, this, this scene...
Forward is just next.
I think it's next.
Oh, yeah. It's just the next one? Okay. Okay.
1d4?
1d4.
All right, I don't think that gives me an opening. He puts that on you.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to use that ability? Do you want to do something else? What do you want
to
do?
If there's
what
another do you fire beetle right next to me, I want to try and, I want to try to kill something.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah.
I mean, it's right here.
The one I just kicked into the darkness?
Well, I'm going to say that one went farther. There was more than one right up on us.
He hasn't told us that.
Well, I said there were a couple of them coming up, and one of them is the one that bit you. Only one of them. Yeah. Instead of having a multitude of them attack you, I only had the one attack.
I'm going to get the other one.
Okay. All right, so you want to go ahead and...
8, 9, and 10.
Is that... To hit or just on damage?
It's D4 and damage.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, 9.
9. Okay. So, you go at him with your dagger.
Yes.
You can deal your damage, but the enemy makes an attack on you. So go ahead and roll your damage. Roll your damage on it.
What is the damage for the dagger?
It's
I forget.
It's up here. Your damage is constant. It's whatever it says.
Whatever it says. Where? Damn it, D8.
So D8 plus D4.
Seven.
I think that kills him, but in the process, he's going to try to get off a bite on you.
Sure.
4. Okay, so what's your armor? And the way this works you just subtract your armor, unless there's piercing or it ignores armor, you subtract your armor points from the damage.
I have 1 armor, so 3 damage.
3 damage, okay. All right, who wants to... Taros, what are you going to do? All right, you're there, you're in the darkness... you see off in the distance. I mean, unless you got something else planned, you want to put yourself someplace else.
Work yourself into this. I'm going to use the natural shape of try to shape change to a bat.
Okay.
Maneuver around to where I can get a good vantage point. I can see what's going on.
Okay, go ahead.
You can echolocate the number of creatures in the room.
4 plus my wisdom is 7 or 6.
Six.
Hey, you get an XP.
He thinks he's a bat.
Okay, now.
I think he still gets one hold.
All right.
Here says under your shapeshift, I think you still get one hold.
Call upon the spheres to shape change, roll wisdom. On a 10 plus, hold 3. On a 7 through 9, hold 2. On a miss, hold 1 in addition to whatever the GM says.
Right. So he turns into a bat. Something bad happens.
Okay. But. You're standing there. All right. You shape change into a bat, and you're about to... You're about to fly. You're lifting off the ground when a secret door you didn't see next to you swings open and hits you and sort of knocks you prone. Okay? You don't take any damage. Sort of stuns you a little bit, though. And you hear voices saying,
"The wee ones are active. The wee ones are active. Oh, you see the light. See the light. We're being invaded."
Okay. You okay, Bo? Is that all right?
Yeah, I'm just having a Bugs Bunny moment.
Oh. Oh.
Do you talk like this?
No, I think he's like an abracapocus. Pocus cadabra.
Yeah.
All right.
Washington.
Okay, so you're still in the form of a bat. But how long does he get to?
He's got one hold. So
okay, so you can do one thing as a bat. So basically, you can take advantage of something that form can do. Like as a bat, you could
echolocate,
suck blood, fly. One of those things, and then you get to do the action, but then you change back. Okay? With 3 holds, you can do 3 things.
All right. For my action, I want to get just a view of the area because there's only one lit spot I want
to
get.
Okay, well, let me come back to you. Okay? There's no light or anything, but apparently you hear like you hear this, a grating, the door sort of grates open, okay? Because you come in, and you're right there in the hall, and like this, and you're getting a getting a good position to see, to sort of change, and you start to change, and this sort of a secret stone door slides open and actually hits you and knocks and stuns you a little bit, as and you hear creatures on the other side of the door saying, "Oh, the Quinto Flow being invaded! Oh, oh, look, look at the light! There's a light!" Okay, so anybody else want to go? How about I do it this way?
I just
Jack.
Yes, I just.
Oh wait,
just
you just went. You just attacked. Morgan, what are you gonna do?
Fireball. I'll try magic missile. The nearest one. Intelligence roll. Ooh. Nine.
Nine. Okay. So, what happens on a nine with a spell casting?
That,
that's not a basic move.
I believe it goes.
But you have choices. You have choices. Yeah.
Cast, but you choose. But choose one. You draw on luck of attention. Put yourself on the spot. The spell disturbs the fabric of reality as it is cast. Take negative one ongoing.
Does that make you visible?
Yes.
Okay.
After it's cast, the spell is forgotten. You cannot cast the spell again until you prepare spells.
Okay, pick one of those.
I think I would rather have the.
Can I have a suggestion?
I'll just take the negative one ongoing to cast a spell.
Oh, okay.
Until the next time up.
Okay. So you have to minus one from all your spell casting rolls. All right. So yep. you're a little freaked out by the bugs and stuff and having a little trouble concentrating.
Right. But it does go off. So five.
One's still alive. It's wounded. I think it's got a they've got a very hard shell, and I don't think magic goes through the shells, bypasses the armor.
Sure.
You hit him.
Unless it says penetrating or ignores armor.
Does it have any tags on the spell? Okay.
It's just an invocation.
Okay, you hit it and it's wounded. You know, and it doesn't like that at all, but it's still alive. And you've made a friend.
What?
What do you want to do?
What's happening?
Surtur. Oh, you're being attacked. There are more coming in. You can still try to say, do I hear the door? Do I hear the bat? Do I hear them talking? You can try to find that if you want. You can, what do you want to do?
I'm not asking you what I want to do. I'm asking what's happening to me. I feel a little bit disconnected from the narrative because.
Okay. All that's going on. You're in the group. Okay. You're in the group. Fire beetles are still coming in. He, Taros, is outside the group and has just come down and was going to fly in and help, but then the door opened up and now there's something on the other side of the door, some other kind of humanoid talking. You are still in the group, still suffering this onslaught. So you've got more fire beetles coming in that you could attack, or you could do something else.
Well, if there's things attacking me, then I'm going to attack them.
Okay. Okay, they're coming in, you can attack.
Okay.
You raise your axe and slice down on fire beetles. Because there's as many fire beetles as you want to attack pretty much now. I mean, they're
being swarmed.
Yeah, you're being swarmed with them.
Well, they are fire beetles. It would make sense that's a bit swarmed. So I attack?
There's a pun, folks. Oh. just in case it looked like... Yeah, go ahead. It's a bit swarm in here. Yeah, okay.
That embarrassed even me.
Yeah. Somehow I doubt that. Hits? Yeah, roll your damage. And is this the one that gets the plus D4?
D4.
Okay, so roll your damage plus D4.
Ooh!
8.
Killed.
Yeah.
Just split it right here and just destroy it. All right. If you all want to take the narrative and describe your crushing of it, I'll tell you. Yeah, go ahead and take it. But...
Smells like cooked lobster.
Cassie, what do you do?
Do they self-cook?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking!
Yeah, you cut them open and instantly they're like popping like popcorn. Popping fresh.
Mm, delicious.
Cassie, what do you do?
Oh, you poor brave man, let me heal you because you're useless without me. that didn't do it.
Oh, great.
I got
Okay.
I'd like to.
Well, hang on a second. Okay, hang on. Okay. We had a failure over here. So okay. That gives me an opening.
Oh, okay.
Right?
know. It says on a 10+, you get the selected effect. On a 7 or 9, your spell still works, but you draw unwanted attention to your magic. You draw unwanted attention, your magic reverberates to other targets affecting them as well. GM's choice. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't say anything about failure.
Yeah, none of them do.
Yeah, if you fail, it's a GM move. And what happens is, one of the things, I get a move when...
we fail.
And we shouldn't, I mean, just so you know, I mean, I'm not supposed to announce, hey, I'm taking a move, but I can just throw this out there. But anytime you fail, I mean, I could deal damage to you at this point. But just roll, one of them jumps out and bites you, you know, which is kind of, you know. Or I can just advance sort of the plot and bring things closer.
Threaten you or threaten someone.
Yeah.
Have them pull you off your feet. He could do a lot of stuff.
Right.
Basically anything he can think of.
Right.
Right.
Qualifies.
The creatures on the other side of the door says...
They've got casters. They've got casters. Tell the master. We must tell the master. They've got casters.
And the door goes, and slowly close back and rooms. And
stand guard if they come this way.
Okay.
We must tell the master. Get more. Get more men.
Okay.
Men?
People. Guys. Dudes. Men being...
Fighters!
Hello!
Bring help.
Bring help, yes.
Send more. Get more.
Call Jim.
I want to... Because my shape change is done, correct?
No, you haven't done anything. You haven't taken an action yet.
This round, I want to get the visual of the room.
Echolocate?
I think, as far as echolocating, I can give you, like, the immediate area.
What I want to do is get the safest point from them to this door, because I know the beetles are coming at them. I want to get them to the door safely without the beetles being able to get to them. I want to give them the safest pass where they can outrun the beetles.
Okay, go ahead and discern realities.
So it's...
Well, I went to...
9. 9,
okay. So you figure that out. Okay, you get one question, which is a question you asked me, right? Is that something he could ask? What happened here recently? What's about to happen? What should I be on the lookout for? What's useful or valuable to me? Who's in control here? What here is useful or valuable to me? You see a path. I mean, I'll give you exactly what you want. You see a path that's sort of, for some reason, it looks like there is a path leading out from this door. That the fire beetles don't cross.
Something biscuits on the floor.
It could be something, pheromone, something, you know. But yeah, there seems to be a path on the floor that the fire beetles aren't comfortable with that leads to this door and across the room.
Okay, so once I get that, I'll yell, come this way! And I'll
call. Okay, so you change, and then, so you do that, and then you shape change back?
Correct.
Okay, and then you're going to yell?
Yes. Stand in front of the door.
Okay. Okay. Jack, you had an idea. You had something you wanted
to say. Oh, well, no, I was gonna see if I had heard any of these creatures talking back there, too, even amongst all this, to try and get that. But if he's going to be yelling over there...
Well, you can still make your roll if you want. I mean, you can if you want
to... Well, no, the point of what I was trying to do was to find a way out of this situation. Not necessarily that I heard them calling for more recruits to back up this point. My point was just to hear something that, oh, there's somebody over there. We can go there. Maybe it's safer over there than in the middle of the fire beetles.
Okay. So
but if I hear him.
You hear a voice that you don't know. You don't. Do you guys know each other?
I don't know. Did you put me in there?
Yeah, you're prey. Josh,
yeah,
you're
well,
prey, buddy.
You smell like prey.
Yeah, I smell like prey. Doesn't mean we know each other yet. He doesn't. Okay. You've not smelled me yet. It sounds like someone is over that way, and it probably not surrounded by beetles. I suggest we go that way.
Okay.
And I run.
Okay.
In that direction.
That sounds like a defy danger to me.
Okay.
And I think dexterity is applicable here because you're just trying to get there as quickly
sure.
as you can. Okay.
And I'm trying to get out of danger is what I'm trying to do.
Right. And what happens if you fail here, you know, there's some there. They may bite
right.
you. Go ahead.
Defy danger and then the dex plus 2.
Seven. Okay, well, that's all right. That's okay. On a 7 to 9, you stumble, hesitate, or flinch. The GM will offer you a worse outcome, hard bargain, or ugly choice. What would you like? Would you like a worse outcome, a hard bargain?
I think you're supposed to offer them. I mean,
or an ugly choice. Oh, so no, he gets to pick.
Well, no, I'm saying
you
decide and offer him one of those.
Yeah. What's my worst outcome? What's my ugly choice? What's my worst bargain?
Okay. You fall, you trip, okay, and you lay sort of on this path.
Uh huh.
Okay.
No, I don't like that option.
But this gives the Beatles an opening to come in. Okay, so
is there an option that gets me to safety but makes it more dangerous for somebody else?
Not on a 5.
But what happens is that basically allows them into your all circle. I mean, they start climbing and coming in over his body, and they're going to bite you in the process.
Okay.
Okay. So you're down, and basically they sort of, and because you're there, you kind of cut off the pathway, and they're sort of filling in using your body as a bridge
over top of whatever
over the
keeping
path.
Them for, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Why don't you roll damage? 1d6.
2.
Okay. I think that's all you need to roll. So 2 damage minus your and you're prone right now.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
It ignores armor.
Oh.
It has flame, so they'll flame you. It will just leave everything where it is right now.
Well, you've been having them bite us, but if it spits flame...
Then well, they do spit flame, but they spit flame this time.
Okay.
There's no reason why they couldn't bite.
And you're like, ah! Okay. You've gone. Morgan, what do you want to do?
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, please.
I'll run towards the voice.
Okay. Now, you've also got to defy danger, so you've got to get past him. he's sort of in the way, and I'm just putting it. I mean, you can run around him, but here's also something else to consider. You're the dude with the light.
No, follow Jack's me. On fire.
Jack,
dude's got it.
He's smoldering and kicking and screaming and trying to put himself out. Okay,
follow me.
Okay, go ahead. Use your.
Who keeps talking?
No, he's visible.
Oh, is he visible now? Oh, okay.
Do you become visible when you attack?
I did when I took damage, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah, read the spell.
Touch an ally, nobody can see them. They're invisible. The spell persists until the target attacks or you dismiss the effect.
Well,
you cast magic missile.
You cast magic missile and he became visible.
Right.
All
right,
you say, follow me. And so you're going to try to head that way.
I'm going to think fast and defy danger with quick thinking.
How? How does that apply?
You run over top of Roy.
I intelligently
throw them some food and run the other way.
Can I make it more difficult for him to run over top of me?
Yes.
Well,
of course,
sweet.
He said run over the top of you. That was
You can try to block him if you want. I mean, seriously, you can aid or interfere.
To realize in which direction the voice is coming from, so I'm defying danger using my intelligence. I'm running towards where I hear come this way.
Okay, go ahead. I'll let you do it. I mean,
you're
trying to discern the direction, and you're not going as quickly as he did because he just tried to bolt as fast as he could, and you're going deliberately that direction.
I'm not worried about the thief.
He's useless now because his locks have been, his picks have been stolen.
I'm worried about me. Okay, yuck. 7.
Okay. You get basically, 7 is, on a 7 to 10, you stumble, hesitate, or flinch. The GM will offer you a worse outcome, hard bargain, or an ugly choice.
So
you
can get... Does that mean that he stumbles, hesitates, or flinches, or he can take your deal?
No, is stumble, hesitate, and flinch... Yeah.
7 to 9, you stumble, hesitate, or flinch.
The GM will offer you a worse outcome
yeah.
than stumble, hesitate, or flinch.
No, it's a colon. Hesitate or flinch, colon. The GM will offer you a worse outcome.
Offer you a worse outcome. Feels like there's a choice there.
Yeah, but what I don't think there's
what's it say in the PDF? There's got to be a better description than this, right?
Well, it's yeah, there is. If you want to look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you an ugly choice. All right, you can get past him and go down the path, but in the process, you're going to have to leave them behind to do it. You can get away, but you have to leave behind the dwarf and Cassie to get out. You have an opening. You can take it. You can go. And you see the bugs coming in. And after this point, it's going to be burst your way through the bugs now. Stomp on him, burst your way through the bugs like you all burst through earlier. Or, you can get there. You can get to him right now and be safe, but they're left behind. Or you can stay with
him. I'm going for safety.
Wow. Brutal. Okay.
I'm a squishy cannon. I'm wearing a bathrobe here.
Okay. The mage says, follow me. And as you all start to go after him, the bugs close in and are now surrounding, sort of crawling on him, surrounding you too, as the light vanishes. And now all you can kind of see is around you.
He's still on fire.
It's smoldering. That's one of the on fire.
What, did you find it, Bill?
No, I didn't, but I want to do something.
Okay, go ahead. That's neat. That's more fun. We can make a note. We'll look it up. If everybody's okay with... Okay.
I want to grab hold of Jack and toss him in the direction that Morgan just went.
Interesting.
Always got my back.
Bali? Okay, let's call that aid.
Well, no, I don't want to help him. I want to do it for him. Preferably while not getting bit.
Well, defy danger is pretty much, I think, the catch-all. Okay, let's do defy danger. You're going to reach down and grab him and try and get him and throw him and pick him up and push him down the path.
Yeah.
Okay. Bugs crawling everywhere. Go ahead.
So what kind of defy danger is that?
We'll go with strength. We'll go with strength.
Okay. Power injury. Hey, you get an XP.
Five on a 7 and 9. All right, so I get to pick. You don't even get to pick. I get to do something nasty to you.
You can even still let me throw him down the path.
Yeah, but where's the fun in that?
Well, no, I mean, and
throwing him on the path and he gets hurt. Throws him into Morgan and trips them both up.
No, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Okay. When you go down, they flame you. You throw him down the path, but he takes damage also from the rough treatment. Okay. Okay. So roll your damage against him, and then because you're throwing him, it's just your damage.
My damage.
Your damage.
Are you sure you want to do that?
It's your strength. You were hurt. You're hurling him.
You sure you want to do that?
Oh, he's got armor on. He'll be fine.
Okay.
You got healers. You're fine.
You'll bounce. Axe, though, right? Just for...
Well, you do weapon. You do damage.
And I'm gonna let you roll your damage against him.
Okay. Yes.
12. One damage.
Yes. Oh.
All right. And your armor protects you. And so yeah, he's thrown you down the path, and you.
I've never been so happy to roll a 1.
But here comes the fire damage on you. When they breathe on you.
Oh, that's what I'm rolling?
Yeah, you're rolling the fire damage against
him. Just 1d6?
Yeah.
Can I be rolling?
Well, you can if you want. 4.
Especially since you rolled it on tilt.
Tilted.
I like 4.
Well, I'm going to roll a 6.
I'll take whichever.
Which damage is it?
Because he only got 1, why don't you take the 4? Hey! Alright, so you're now down the path, but you guys are still cut off. And it's just like you were before, but now there's more of them. Okay.
Never mind. I know what to do.
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay. Morgan's down there. Do you guys have something you want to do? Cassie.
Yes.
What do you want to do?
Well,
when you are now, it's in darkness.
Inundated.
Yeah, you're now in darkness, surrounded
by the light running off down that path.
That's a good point.
And the fire is sliding that way.
The smolder is sliding that way.
Right. Jack, you're finally the light of my life. I will tumble away and go after
you. He's
Jack
always
carrying
a torch for you.
Oh.
Oh.
Too soon.
I will tumble after.
Okay, so you want to use... So you're going to try and tumble past them and leave the dwarf to go down in the swarm of bugs. All right, go ahead.
Yes, that. Oof. Five, seven.
Seven, all right. Man, you guys are just loving this, loving the defiant dangers. All right, so 7 to 9. You stumble, hesitate, flinch. I mean, I guess I just pick one of those. We've done the hard choice. Worst outcome. Hard bargain and ugly choice. What's the difference between those? What do y'all think?
Well, I think for what I was trying to do, a hard bargain doesn't really make sense, right? Hard bargain would be like somebody's got a knife to your throat and I try to, talk my way out of it.
I'll just give you a worse outcome. I'll say you get pretty done.
Okay.
2 points.
Okay, so Armor didn't stop me.
Nope. They breathe on you.
And she gets out.
No, it's a worse outcome. I don't think she gets out. Which... Yeah,
well,
I don't...
7 or 9 she... is still... Wait, so you're
seven,
saying...
7 or 9 is supposed to be...
A success with a consequence.
With consequence, right?
Yeah, it says... Let's see.
Not just the maneuver, but in the game terms, 7 to 9 is success with consequence.
Yeah, I would think with a hard bargain or an ugly choice... You would get the success, but a consequence. This one's just, he gets bit and he stays with you.
Well, that's not right. That means only on a 10 would I get away. Right?
Yeah, but without damage.
So let him get away with
you. Well, because I could give him... Well, because you could still have the hard bargain.
Right.
Then I fall down and I don't take any damage, but I don't get away.
Yeah, but how's that a hard bargain? That's
just
saying I don't
get away. Because
I'm
trying to get away. You're saying I take damage and I don't get away. I should either take damage and get away... Or I shouldn't get away. Why do I take damage and not get away?
Well, then what's a worse outcome?
I fall down and I don't get away. That's a worse outcome.
But not worse than stumble, hesitate, or flinch. Stumble, hesitate, or flinch seems to me to be the not getting away.
Okay. Well, here's.
I'm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to figure. I'm trying to work my way through it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's got to be a worse outcome, and stumbling. Stumbling doesn't do anything unless it makes an opening where you get attacked by, say, more or something.
Right.
So you could take the damage right now, or I could say, all right, some more are coming in.
Well,
I'll tell you what.
I think it's fair to say I take damage, but I get away. I mean, 7 to 9, you still get what you want, right? I mean, that makes sense to me. I tumble through, but one of them breathes on me.
All right. You'll take some damage. That's fine. Take damage. I think the damage is the bargain, leaving somebody behind, losing an item, something like that. All right, take 2 points. You get past them.
Okay.
So you dodge, but you get blasted away. Surtur, who is standing alone now in the darkness.
How many beetles are we talking about?
You're surrounded.
Right, but...
Six. I mean, six that could attack you.
No, I mean, how many are around?
Oh!
Dozens.
Have you ever kicked over an anthill?
I would say dozens to 100, you know, bunch. Not immediately coming to bear on you, but there's a bunch of them right there, except for that little trail that's kind of not there, that's sort of vanished into the darkness. I mean, you have an idea where it is. Now, if you want to go down the trail, you could probably escape down the trail, but it's going to be an intelligence. It'd probably be a defy danger intelligence to say, there's the trail. To go, or you could just say screw this. Yeah. That's the lowest one, right?
Yeah.
So, but whatever you want to do, I'm
You gotta get. There's gotta be some benefit to seeing
hundreds. A lot. Yeah. You gotta go down fighting here.
even my dwarfiest instinct says, you know, that's not gonna happen. If it'd been a couple score, I would have said, oh, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or unless you want to say, you want to give me a move, maybe I'll do something. I don't know. I could do something else and come back to you if you want to wait.
No, I'm good.
Okay, what do you want to do?
I'm going to attempt to bust free.
Just charge. Charge? Or just charge through like you did before? Okay.
Bull my way to the path. There goes the light.
Okay, you're just going to run straight to the light, path be damned. Okay. Go strength. Yeah. Put your head down. Right into it.
Full rush.
Nice.
10.
10. Okay. You, and you're kicking them aside as you're running.
Smack them with the hook. Flat of my axe to get them out of my way. And just, that's where I want to be. This is not. You're not going to stand in my way.
Okay.
Okay, we should be using the correct microphone now, so the sound quality may be better. It might be worse. I don't know. I'll find out in post.
That just means they can hear us now.
All right, so let's just go back from the beginning since we've got the new mic.
I'm Doug.
Our pickup. All right, so Surtur has just... We're back. Surtur has just... crashed through the fire beetles, through the swarm of fire beetles coming at them, and has caught up with the rest of the group at the door, where they encounter an elf standing there in his weathered clothing with his shield and his spear, right?
Wild eyes and crazy hair.
Wild eyes and crazy hair. And let's take it, I think, let's go back to, we haven't been here with
Taros.
Taros for a smidge. Taros got something Taros wants to do?
I run over and I throw my arms around him. Taros, my brother!
It's pick her up and go out the other way. So that's how it is, the family.
Okay, so Taros, Cassie hugs Taros, thanks. Oh, you came to our rescue!
Taros, I haven't seen you in forever.
What do you want to do? Oh yeah,
hello.
Hello.
PG.
What is Taros gonna do?
I wanna try to find the switch to open the door.
Okay. Go ahead and.
And as I do, there's a guard on the other side.
Okay, so he.
I'm forewarning them as I.
Yeah.
Look for
well,
the
he
switch.
Yeah he says there's a you tell them there's a door here, but there's a guard on the other side. Okay, make your roll. I guess this is a discern reality. I'm gonna give you a plus one on this because
so I don't get experience if I fail.
No, you can roll really badly, but I'm gonna give you plus one just because you were there when the door opened.
14.
Wow.
Yeah, you open the door. You're like, it's kind of still cracked, and you open it, and there's a goblin standing there. Goes, oh my god! And he's in the hallway, and you open the door, and there's a goblin there just. And when the door just swings open, the light comes in. He's like, he's blinded for a second, and he's like, ah! And he's completely freaked out. Anybody?
Bonk.
Smack him.
Surtur goes, rah!
the dirty elf just told me there's a guard on the other side of this door, and then he opens the door. I'm gonna kill whatever's there.
All right. As he's screaming, your axe comes down on him. He's like, ah! As he starts to scream, go ahead.
He doesn't even see the effect.
Oh! 10?
10.
All right. Roll your damage. With your wicked axe.
5, 6.
6. All right, give me 2 seconds here. I need to... Actually, I should probably look this guy up. There he is. 6 damage?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I mean, he goes...
Right in the head.
I taste key lime pie.
He falls over dead.
Now there's 2 guards.
Oh, half the guard he used to be.
Yep.
All right. As you're prying the axe out of the goblin's skull.
Oh, it's serrated, so it's easier to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, you saw through to the other side. You're closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, just cut through to the back of his skull. And the hallway extends off into the darkness.
We'll get in the hallway and shut the door.
Yes.
I will get up off the floor and run after him.
Oh, you were... Okay, so you get up and...
Jack, I'll never leave you.
We're gonna go ahead and continue with his... Well, he didn't have the success. He did throw you out of the danger. You got what you wanted, but you took the bite. So, yeah, you get up and you get to the door. No problem. But and you hear the bug sort of like Where'd dinner go? Oh, it's over there. So they start sort of coming this way.
Can I take a second and try to heal them both?
You gone in the hallway and close the door?
Yeah, we're getting the
hallway. I haven't done anything.
Okay, so you all come into the hallway and okay. close the door? Yeah. Is that what y'all want to do? All right, yeah. So you all pull in it and close the door. So you're standing there, the light at the end of the tunnel. sort of. And it's, let's say, 10 by 10. It's not, or not even, it's a small hallway. Yeah, it's kind of cramped. Not quite forcing you all to bend over at the waist or something, but it's kind of low. So it's built basically for dwarves. Kind of wide, kind of short. Okay, go ahead.
Thurder feels quite at home.
Yeah. Well, except his people made better.
This was probably like one of the passageways for the servants, you know, like they have in the old buildings and stuff like that. So you don't have to see them at all.
Okay, go ahead.
No.
Jeez, dude, worst.
What happens?
Worst cleric ever.
What happens when you fail? Nothing. Oh, I get to do something.
You get to do something.
Okay, you start casting. And you don't get the spell because in the distance, you start playing.
Flute. Mm-hmm.
As you start playing, you're thrown off a little bit.
It's not the right.
So you're trying to play along with the goblin drums in the distance down the hallway in the caverns, and it kind of throws you off. All right. So you don't get that spell off. Give me somebody else. Morgan, I haven't heard from you in a while. Morgan's, what are you
going to
do?
Morgan says, if there's one goblin, there's going to be several more. We should come up with a plan of attack.
That sounds like a good plan.
You yet attack. To act crazy. He's got wild eyes. What's your line? Are you neutral? You're kidding.
I'm neutral.
Oh, okay. All right, so people just think you're crazy. Crazy like a
fox. He just looks crazy.
Hey, I think the magic man ought to go first.
Not I think the chance. Juicy one needs to go first.
Not a chance.
You're making me hungry. Okay, so you said you think there's gonna be more of them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you? Because if you look at and I keep coming back to this. If you're looking for some kind of inspiration about something to do, ask for discern realities, and I'll make something up and give you something. Maybe we can work something out. So just. You know, there's goblins down there. Well, there's goblins are horrid creatures. I mean, you want to spout lore? Why don't you spout lore?
Okay.
Good idea. That's what you're doing. You're spouting lore. Hey, good Jimmy.
Yuck. Six.
Six. Give yourself an experience point.
Yay! You get an experience.
You get an experience point for six.
Every time you fail, you get an experience point. Yeah, which is pretty cool.
And the GM gets to do something.
So I rattle on some fakery about goblins.
You say goblins?
Goblins happen to love the smell of tulips.
And they only travel in pairs. So as soon as we find the other goblin.
There should only be one left. In which case, he should be easy to find because he will smell like rosemary and jasmine.
Let's see. Okay. Off in the distance... As you're talking, you see torches coming up the hallway.
Wow. And I didn't even discern realities.
I get to reveal that anyway.
Okay.
Because you failed.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Do I see the torches?
Oh, you all see the torches.
Oh, good.
And you hear, all right, he's insane! They got
wizards! Morgan, I think that's a little more than one.
That I could have been mistaken.
That didn't smell like jasmine. That smells like bullshit.
Okay. Alright, go ahead. Let's come back to Jack. We haven't heard from Jack in a while. Jack stood up and ran in here. That's not really a movie. What do you want to do, Jack? What are you going to do, Jack? You see goblins coming. Yeah.
All he's done is fall down.
Falling down.
Are you kidding me?
Fell down. Yeah.
If I hadn't gone to the ground at that moment, you would never have been able to find your way out of here.
Then
What were you getting on the ground?
Okay, the goblins are coming closer. Did I mention goblins? I did say they're goblins.
You didn't mention goblins.
Goblins. Goblins. All right.
Okay.
Time for my daily exercise.
Coming down the hallway, two by two.
You know, I really wish they had a hide ability on this guy. That would have been great.
Defy danger.
Defy danger.
Yeah, what you could say is, you know, are there places to hide? What do you want to do? You know, right now you're just in the hallway. We'll say you guys haven't really ventured further down the hallway between you and them. So there may be things in this hallway further down. I mean, branch offs or something.
So in the parlance of another game, is there any kind of linked test that you could do? Would it be, could you, in this system, can you do like a discern realities to say, okay, there's a crack, yes, crevice over here, that would like to defy danger by hiding in it?
Well, if you succeed on the discern realities, you get a plus one forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is basically a linked test.
Okay.
But I think what the game wants to happen is that you say what you do and don't worry about the rules until the GM says, well, that's a roll.
Okay. Well, except discern realities, it's putting the questions like, you know, what's happened here recently? Is there something here I can use?
Well,
but
it'd be like if I said, well, I want to find a cubbyhole where I can shove all these non-combatants so they'll be safe in the ensuing battle.
Right.
Well, that sounds like as the GM, you would say, that sounds like a
discern reality.
Roll it.
Right. I would like to find a crack or a crag or a cubbyhole or something in this. This is a carved hall. It looks like it's a nicely carved, even if it's not ornate, right? It's not like.
Why don't you discern realities?
Discern realities in the nature of a hall. No. The one reason I don't really want to do discern realities at all is because I'm no good at it.
Well, okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's a straight up roll for me. I got no bonuses for it. So every time I try to do something, with
but you get an experience point.
And
the GM gets to play.
Yes.
No, it's a completely smooth hallway.
You find a crack, but you can only put your head in it.
This is a very clear crack. But yeah. Once you get everybody in there, that's when the goblin smiles from deep inside.
Yeah. His head's been in that crack all day.
Oh.
Okay, the
all this failure is making you work, eh, Jeff?
Yeah, I know. I wish I would succeed more so I could take a break.
Oh, you do too.
I'm gonna level up at the end of this game.
What are your abilities?
What do you mean? What are my abilities?
Yeah, what are your abilities?
Like, what are you asking?
What are your starting moves? What are your starting moves?
Oh, trap expert, which I can't do anything with anymore. Tricks of the trade, which I can't do anything with anymore. Backstab, which I can't do right now.
Okay, here's what you do. Here's what you can.
Flexible morals.
That's a class feature.
It is a class feature. When someone tries to detect my alignment, I can tell them whatever I want.
Okay, you see as you're that this hallway has beams.
Uh huh.
Further down, and you notice. I mean. There's a spot up on one of the beams you could hide on for maybe an attack from behind. But to get there, you're going to have to quickly use your agility, run up, and get up there.
Which means you're not getting up there.
Got a shot at Defy dangers or what?
Yeah.
8-10!
Woohoo! All right. So, the party's standing at the end of the hallway here. All right. And you kind of catch a glimpse of what looks like a space between the beams supporting the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every 5-10 feet. I mean,
it's a giant spider web.
It looks like, and this hallway looks rougher than the actual dwarven hall. It's not. Okay. It looks like this was sort of a an afterthought, almost. Okay, so the beams are here supporting the roof. And as you climb up, you know, you run over there. He disappears from the light. You guys are standing there, and he looks around and disappears. You, as you're climbing up, you mm-hmm. can kind of feel the wood's a little rotten. And so it kind of crumbles in your fingers, but it holds you as you climb up and get up on there and pull your daggers out. Okay. Anybody got something? Or I'll just go on the table.
I'm a goblin. I want to find his spear or weapons of range on the goblin.
Let's from you forward. Let's try something here and just see if it makes a difference. If somebody doesn't have a move, you pick somebody and say, "What are you doing next?" All right, let's do a little Marvel RPG here instead of me trying to figure out this way.
Well, why don't the person that just went, who does something, picks the next person in
line? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. For you, and starting with you, we're going to do that. So after you go, you get to pick one of these three guys to go.
I want
to
look for range weapons on the dead goblin so I can use them down the hall.
Oh, okay. Discern realities and see if you can find something.
Eight.
Okay, so you get
absolutely nothing.
You know, this guy actually has a little crossbow. It's not the best crossbow, but yeah, it's got a crossbow and let's say one ammo. And all that means is if you blow the shooting roll with it. If you choose to lose ammo, you won't have any ammo for the crossbow anymore. But I mean, you can fire it until you basically blow the roll and decide that you run out of ammo. Okay? So not a lot of ammo, but he's got a little bit enough for you to start shooting. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. And we didn't talk about that with ranged attacks. One of the options, if you get like a 7 or 9, you can reduce your ammo by 1. So instead of saying I have 20 arrows, you say I have 4 arrows, but on a 7 and 9, you may have to knock it down to 3, then 2, and then 1. Okay. All right, so you've got one ammo, essentially, for this little kind of crappy crossbow. And I'm just saying that so to establish that later on it may break or not misfire or something. Okay?
So is the plus one forward on his volley? Because it says on a 7 and 9, ask one of the questions below, take a plus one forward when acting on the answers. So
I don't know if that applies necessarily. Because he was looking for a missile weapon, and he basically got the missile weapon. I'll give you plus one on the first shot if you want. That's fine. You know, because they're not expecting you to have one of their crossbows. Whatever. Who goes next, Jace? Who's
the dwarf?
Surtur. You got something you want to do? What do you want to do? What are you doing right now as these goblins are coming up the hallway getting closer?
How are they armed? How are they approaching?
Charge them!
They're approaching warily, and you can kind of hear them.
Duh!
You can hear them saying,
they got past our pets. They got past them. And
they got spears, and they're wearing like little crappy armor. Dwarves say that these are bad elvish children. That's it. I should read that. Go read the monsters. Okay, but they've got spears and like leather armor. But they
have wizards, and be careful until we can get more, you know. And they're coming up.
So is there one person doing all one goblin doing all the talking?
Jeff's holding up his hand.
I'm holding up my hands like I don't know. Is there? You want to discern realities? You're trying to pick out the leader, trying to pick out a hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is what's its plus?
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Snakes.
Niggas.
You get an XP! Yay!
Have you guys, you got a couple of tens out of about 12 rolls so far tonight?
I've had the most successes, I think.
Yeah.
And maybe
the
most
highest stuff. That's the best failure tonight yet, though, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Attaboy.
Most spectacular failure.
The beam that the thief is hanging on collapses.
You actually realize that he's talking. It's not just, you hear him like, be careful, Heath. And you actually kind of realize that they're passing the word back. Almost, like, they got wizards, be careful. And they're almost passing the word back through several lines of goblins.
So there's no leader. Is that what I'm getting at?
There's no leader, but if there is, he's in the back, and they're passing it, and they're passing the word back to him. So there's no leader that you can just like take out and make like cut the head off the snake here. And I'm just going by the unwelcome truth here.
Fine.
Okay.
How far in front of us is Jack? up in the pillars.
He's right now, he's probably halfway between you, but and they're advancing, so he's almost. Yeah, he's not too far away. He's about 30 feet away, and they're probably 60, so they'll be here soon.
But he's in front of me. He's halfway between them and me.
Yes.
All right. Well, come on. I don't have all day. I can't kill you if you take that long to get here. Come on, guys. Hurry up.
Okay. So,
taunting?
Parlay?
Charisma.
This should go well.
Parlay, I think, is...
You have leverage on a GM character, or manipulate them, roll charisma.
I don't think I have leverage.
I think it also covers taunting.
Leverage is something they need or want.
I got a good book here.
Yeah, it may not be a parlay, because basically, need or want is, I'm going to kill, you know, do what I want or I'm going to kill you. It could be as simple as that. They don't want to get hurt. But if you want to try to taunt them into coming at you, I don't know, why not?
Parlay includes covers a lot of ground, including old standbys like intimidation and diplomacy.
Well, there you go.
You know you're using parlay when you're trying to get someone to do something for you by holding a promise or threat over them. Your leverage can be nasty or nice. The tone doesn't matter.
Well, basically what I want is I want them to close the distance and not see Jack.
See, infuriating, so they're focused on him.
Yeah. So I guess I guess I am parlaying.
You know, yeah. I mean, I think it fits best. I mean, the five danger is the only one that comes close where you're using maybe intelligence or charisma, but then I think it's still a parlay. You're trying to get them to come at you.
Charisma?
Yeah, I mean...
If you're looking for it, it's page 70.
Yeah, I've read it. I'm okay. Just... I don't... We'll work it out. We'll work it out. I mean, I think we're kind of shoehorning this, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Just tell me what I'm rolling.
2d6. Roll your 2d6.
I mean, parlay?
Yeah, parlay. Okay. We'll just call it charisma, and you're trying to convince them to come charging at you. Them to come at you and not see them.
Eight. Can we use advantage points?
Yeah. Where's my bennies?
My heroes? My hero points, you know?
Okay, so.
Bennies. Can I have bennies?
So let's
fate point.
So let's say you get what you want, but they're going to get off an attack at you because they actually kind of surprise you a little bit. You're like, well, come on. They go, rah! And they come charging down the hallway at you. And they're like, holy crap, I didn't expect them to come that fast. Come but on, you'll get what you want. You'll open them up for him.
I'm good with that.
Okay. Two of them come down the hallway at you. Sorry.
You just have to roll dice, don't you?
Yeah, sorry. Five points. Is it piercing? I think the spears are piercing. And you're supposed to roll your own damage. But,
I don't.
It's
I
not.
Don't mind.
It's not five. What's your armor? Three.
Yeah.
2 points. See, the way it works is if you got a bunch of creatures, you take the highest die of damage that the group can do. I'm telling Jason this, but also for our listeners here, you take the highest die of damage plus one for every each additional attacker, and you roll that for damage. So you don't roll a whole bunch of dice for damage. You just take one and done. Okay? One and add the one. So the dwarf sort of stepped up and says, come on! And they come charging, and a group of them come charging up. There's some more in the back.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm telling this Roy. They're more further down the hallway, but there's a group of them that have come past. Let's say there's one for each of you. Well, there's four of them.
Wow, it wasn't a small hallway?
Huh?
Wasn't it a small hallway?
I said they're 2x2.
Okay.
All right. But they're side by side.
Right. And so, I'm in the middle.
And you're in the middle. I mean, you can block this hallway if you want. You can stand there and hold the hallway if you want.
Let the little lightweights do whatever they need to do. I'm here.
Yeah, you stand. So you're gonna defend, or is that what you're saying now? Is that?
I don't know if defend was appropriate or not, but my intention is to take them on myself.
Okay, so you've told them to come on, and you're holding the hallway, so you're defending them. Okay,
if I also want to kill them.
But... I know. Okay, all right, fair enough.
I'll go.
Well, if you want to go, go ahead.
I run up next to Bill, maybe a little bit behind Suter, maybe a little bit behind him.
You better stay behind me. Yeah. I'll elbow you.
Right. Yeah, so Surtur's like, come on! And,
because he's the chosen one. And I shout, get back, you demon filth, or I'll char the very flesh off your wicked bones. And I fire a magic missile.
Okay. So,
you have to teach me how to do that.
Just trying to freak him out a little bit.
Well, then, you're also doing a parlay. And then we'll do the spell. So first you run up, and you do that, and I'll tell you what, if you get, if your spell is successful, if both are successful, we'll move forward from there. Let's see what happens with the parlay. You're going to, I don't think.
I'm sorry, your flesh or your wicked burns.
No. You should do the damage like first and then give him a forward on the parlay.
What's that?
Do the damage first and then do a forward on the parlay. The spell goes off, it's more fearsome, right? For him saying, get back. Do it the other way around.
Okay. All right. Do your spell first.
Because the spell doesn't go off, he's like, get back, and nothing happens. If the spell goes off,
I'll give you plus one in your intimidation roll to kind of scare him back.
This is minus one.
Okay, that's fair. Right, that sounds good.
Ugh. Eight.
Okay. What are your choices for the spell? And if the spell goes off, I'm still going to give you the plus one forward on the parlay. Yeah. I mean, well, he can choose it not to do it. I mean, he could lose the spell. Oh, and you're at minus one because you carried that forward.
I did.
Okay.
You draw unwelcome attention to put yourself in a spot. You tell me how.
They all point their arrows at you.
As you run up and you cast your spell, Surtur is caught off guard. He's like, what are you doing? And you're now in front of Surtur. Right by the golems. And he's like, I told you to stay back! Ah! How'd you get in front of me?
All right. So okay. Here's the parlay. I don't have any charisma bonuses.
So well, did you roll
your damage?
Oh, no, I did not.
You got a charisma? Oh, yeah. Doug has a charisma plus one. The rest of us have a zero.
Yeah.
Or minuses.
Not very likable crew.
You have a charisma bonus?
No, he did.
Oh, he talked about
it. I'm at a zero.
Five.
Okay, you drop one.
Aha!
What on drops?
And here's the parlay rule, the intimidation. Seven.
Eight.
Eight. Well, it's still in the... Because you got plus one from the spell, because you kill one. They're like,
oh.
Okay. On an eight.
Need some country insurance, I think. Toasting one would count.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seems.
Yeah. They pause. All right. I mean, you say, get back, or else I'm going to get you again. And they stop and they start backing up, saying, you leave. Go. Leave. I mean, they're not turning and running, but they're sort of at a. They're like, and they forget their guy. They're not going to drag him back. Screw him. He's like, get his stuff. but they come back and they're hesitating right now. Basically, they you leave. Go. Cassie, what are you gonna do?
Recharming it open.
Charming open. I think this is sort of, I don't know that you can do this in combat. I know it doesn't say that. Because they get to ask you a question, you have to tell them the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I shout something at them, they shout something back at me, right?
Well, I get, since we're in the middle, you could try it. I mean, you could, yeah, if you want to, yeah, I'll let you do it. If you want to, I suppose there's a moment where you could come up and say, you know, Wait, my goblin friends. And talk to them. And go ahead.
Okay.
we'll see how long it lasts.
Little good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, you're bad cop. All right.
And Surtur's in the back is like, I'm going to lose control of this fight.
Get back. Wait, little man. Hold on. We don't want to hurt you. Just... Tell us, who's your master?
They say, we follow Gorvless, the corpulent orcaster. Why are you here?
We're following thieves who've stolen a great artifact and must bring it here to activate it.
We have it here. Go get it.
What artifact? What thieves? That we did. No one's been here. Just you.
If you take us... What was his name?
Gorflesh.
Gorflesh, the corpulent.
Take us to Gorflesh, and we can talk about it.
Why should we do that? Why? That's a part.
I hold up my axe.
Exactly. Parley?
I backstabbed when I was talking.
Do you? So, that was a signal.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll
know you, it when you see it.
You can get the guy behind him. Oh, no, you can backstab. That's fine. The guy in the back, he's backed up. He's got a couple of guys there. He was the guy standing next to the dead guy.
Yeah.
He's now in the back. Sure. So, yes, you can backstab. Sure, you can backstab.
Does he even have to roll? Or does he just do damage?
Yes. No, I have to roll. When you attack a surprised or defenseless enemy with a melee weapon, you can choose to deal your damage or roll plus dex. I'm just going to do my damage.
For the record, I like where Cassie was going, too. I mean, this is fun.
I don't want to go talk to him because I don't want him to take my bracelet. On a 10 plus, I get to choose two of the following things. On a 7 and 9, I choose only one of them.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
So you drop like death from above. Oh.
Oh, no. Not yet.
There are more goblins further up the hall.
Oh, I know.
Okay. All right.
I know. It's a gamble. If I do well enough, they don't know I'm there.
I just want to make sure everybody remembers that.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
No. Hey, guys.
You could actually swing down, cut his throat, and swing back up again.
Without anybody seeing me.
Okay.
And they're left there going, shh. Jesus.
What the? Huh?
Hey, guys.
Traps everywhere.
Oh, that's 9 and dex? 11.
Nice. So what happens? Take the narrative, man. Tell me what happens.
So, I hang by one arm. I swing down, slash him across the throat really quickly, and then back up in the air. So it... Okay. They do actually know I'm there. They know I'm there, but I'm not in melee with them. So I'm back up into the ceiling, and they aren't right there with me, okay? It says that you don't get into melee. I get to choose two of the things. Do I just drop that one with an 8?
What do you
the one that I attack? Is he dead?
What it says?
Did you roll damage?
Or? I can either just deal my damage, or roll plus 2, roll plus dex. So okay. I can either just do a d8 or roll a d8 and add 2 to it.
I think you still have to roll damage. Yeah, you got to roll damage, even though you've attacked him. But you even if he survives, you're out of the way.
You do your damage plus 1d6.
He says he can do 8 or d8 plus 2.
Deal your damage. Oh, well, it says deal your damage or
which
roll
is your
plus
damage die. You don't. You still roll your damage, I think.
Well, why would it? No, it says I don't. Why would it say because roll d8 or roll d8 plus your dex?
Yeah, that's why it doesn't sound right.
I mean, yeah, I think it's he can do a solid d8 right out of the gate, or he can roll one and
for backstab. Decks. It makes sense that you just do max.
Yeah, but I would
or gamble from
because why would you choose to roll d8 when you could add plus 3 to it or your dex bonus to it regardless? Why would you choose to? I don't want to add my dex bonus. That's crazy.
Oh no! See, you rolled an 11, right?
Yeah.
So you take these two.
No, look, up at the top, it says you attack.
Wait, hang on.
It says you can roll your damage or roll plus dex. Roll's 2d6, right?
Right. Roll plus dex.
So you can do a d8 or 2d6 plus dex.
Oh, okay.
You can roll. You can do your damage or you can roll to get how many choices you get.
Okay.
On a 10, you get 2 choices. On a 7, you get 1
choice. I see.
Well, he did that, though.
No. I miss.
Yeah,
you don't get them both. I understand what you mean.
Right, so you don't get damage.
Okay. Well, I want to take the 11 because that's more fun.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you can take one of your choices can be taken.
I don't get into melee with them, and I do deal damage plus 1d6.
Okay. All right, so roll your damage plus d6. All right, that makes perfect sense.
That makes sense, now. 10.
Oh, yeah.
Splurge.
This guy's like,
Blood splatter! Blood splatter!
He is orc that. What's it? Gorfless, the corpulent orcaster. He is. There is no much.
He would love to talk to you. Let me take and he you
goes,
back.
He's like, he goes, what? And he spits blood all over you. Oh. He goes, and falls over.
And in the silence of the goblin laying there, all you hear is as he bleeds out.
Okay, so you all want to know what the goblins do, or you somebody else want to take an action now that...
I think the goblins should do something.
I'm going to take an action.
Okay, go.
I'm going to defend her. I'm going to step in front of her, because if they're coming, I want to step in front.
Okay.
Taros was going to defend Cassie.
Well, they haven't attacked yet, but I mean, if you want to, you say, I step in front as they're...
I'm going to step in front as they're come if they come down.
Okay. Anybody else? Got anything you want to do? Okay.
I'll go. Yeah.
They... All right. Yeah.
Jack, your timing is always horrible. Taros, let me help, and I'll play a song to give him a D4 on his attack. On the bench.
Well, he's not attacking.
I'm not attacking. I'm just moving to position in front of you.
It's okay. The goblins say, filthy lying tricksters, and they attack. Lunge. Now he steps up to defend. All right. Go ahead and make your defense roll.
I want to go talk to him about my bracelet.
You're protecting the bard.
I'd like to shoulder in and help him.
Okay. All right, so you cut. All right, so you all jump in front of the bard. You guys jump in front of the bard and basically... him. What happens if we got two people doing it?
This is aid.
I was aiming towards aid.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're going to aid him in his defense of the bard. You're sort of in the middle there, Morgan. So where do you want to be? What are you going to do here? I mean, the bard was stepped up and... No, let's talk. Why don't you tell us why, using the bardly... her bardly ways on them. What do you want to do?
I'll just step back behind them. They seem to be kind of crowding and pushing and shoving in front of each other, so.
Okay. Because you guys you're trying to get back in front, okay, you two are kind of still exposed. So what I need you to do, Morgan, is you're going to have to defy danger, okay, to just get out of the way, all right, and then you two can come into play.
Okay.
All right. Because he's still up front, and you guys are trying to crowd in front of him, and you're protecting the bard.
That could work, or that could be a consequence of our failure. But it definitely works that way.
Yeah, because you all don't include him, but he's still sort of there. You guys are all working to help the bard to protect her. But you're sort of, everybody, protect the bard, forget the mage, protect the bard, save the bard. So go ahead. You're okay. Like, you gotta get out.
I'm not so much protect the bard is that I don't want him to hog all the glory. So if he's gonna jump up front, I'm gonna help him.
Fair enough. Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna defy danger with dexterity because this seems like an agility.
Yes, thing. Definitely.
Ooh.
6.
Yay, you get an XP.
You guys are great. We're leveling up quick.
This game's fun.
Okay, you can get back behind. We'll just make this easy. You get back behind. There, they go.
Oh, get the wizard!
Actually, no. You're sort of. I got to get out of here, and they grab you, and they're like, "We got the wizard!" And they start pulling you down the hallway.
Okay.
So instead of they're like, "Get him, man, kill him," and like, "Oh," and then you sort of fumble into them. They grab you and start pulling you away.
Okay.
And so you're being held by a couple of goblins.
You're doing nothing to help me resolve my bond. You're worthless.
They're sort of dragging you down the hallway to the others.
Not the clearest thinker.
Okay. Does that change your all's actions?
Well, there goes the light.
I don't think it's going to change his actions.
You can still defend the bard if you want. I mean, she's not immediately in danger right now, though. They're not coming to attack her, which is more of what defend is for. It's like in more of the immediate responds.
But that still might be what he wants to play out.
Sure, sure, sure.
Me, on the other hand.
Of course, but I don't want, because I'm not going to hold you because, Joe screwed up, so.
Well, the fiction is changing.
Sure.
So, if you're going to go for it next, because.
I don't know. Do you know what you're doing?
Yeah, I'll try to spear the one that got him.
Okay, so you're in the run. It's like, let go of the mage! So you go up and attack one of the goblins.
I'll shoot him. Shoot him on both.
Careful. Precious cargo.
Okay, well, you're... Ooh, well, we got lots of failures coming here, so...
Don't I know it.
Yeah.
You can hear yourself. All right, so I'm going to spear him.
He's not prepared.
Uh-oh. Five.
Oh, total?
12 doesn't add anything, so... Five.
He pokes a nasty hole in the wizard's bathrobe.
It's plus strength.
Five.
Okay. Good enough.
All right. So hack and slash.
He gets an XP, and you get to pick something.
How about he just?
Yeah, you get an XP.
You.
Oh, I come barreling in with my spear. I'll switch places with it.
No. You go to attack, and they use the mage as a shield, so you can't get a good attack at them, and they get further up hallway with
it. Go.
Come on, another failure too. They're probably with the with the rest of the group.
Nine.
What do you want to do? You have options.
Is that a hack and slash, Doug?
Volley. He pulled out, what, he pulled an arrow?
Yeah. I got a bow and arrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll reduce ammo by one.
Okay, let's see. That's he reduces his ammo.
What do you roll?
It's not. It's one of the choices under
yes,
volley.
But
you get your damage off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Two points.
Sticks him. But it doesn't kill him.
I would like this horribly crafted hallway. I mean, the walls are rough, and you could practically walk up them. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use them, run, jump off the wall, and end up between them and the rest of the goblins.
Okay, let's do your discern reality, and then we'll do your defy danger.
You already established the walls were roughened, huh?
No, I established that they were rougher than the hallway, and we established that there was a for the beams. Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to run and grab one of the beams and swing over them and get behind,
I'm good
them.
With that too.
Okay, well that's
I'm still gonna fail.
That's an agility roll.
So he's grabbing up the beams where I am?
Oh, maybe. Yes. I don't know. Let's see what he rolls. But that's a wonderful result.
That's a wonderful suggestion.
Well, I'd like to aid thank you.
I'd like to aid him if he's jumping up near here. With the knowledge that...
So you're going to throw your hand down and help him swing.
Yeah.
Is that
you help or hinder someone you have a bond
okay.
with.
All right. No
roll plus bond with them. We have two bonds, so...
So he runs and you grab your hand and sort of jumps up on the wall to get past him.
Oh! That's a seven.
Yay!
You also expose yourself to danger, retribution, or cost.
He falls onto the ground between them.
Oh, he throws him and he falls down.
Well, in the process of reaching down, I'm now within reach of the goblins. I just attacked.
I think he falls down and they're both standing now between the goblins and the rest of the horde.
Fine. No, I still help.
I still have a roll.
He still gets his roll.
Yeah.
Okay. You grab his hand. We'll see how that plays out. But in the process, you fall, and you now land. Let's see. You expose yourself to danger, retribution, or cost. You're now exposed to danger. You fall right at the feet of the goblins.
He goes
and
with Bill.
Arguably retribution.
And retribution. So yeah.
He goes with Bill. Whatever happens with Bill, he ends up at his feet.
No, because if Bill fails, I could still put Bill on the other side. So
so that he's not there to help him.
Or Surtur, in other words.
Yeah, Surtur. Yeah. trying to live within the fiction here.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
All right, so you get plus one.
Okay.
For his aid.
And this is Dex, right?
Or you can give him minus
two. Divine danger Dex.
Yeah.
Or you can give him minus two.
Oh!
Boxcars.
You land.
Boom.
Both feet just boom, right here, like, yeah. And do you have anything you want to say to him when you land between them and the rest of the goblins?
You can
let go of my... No, go ahead.
You can let them go. You can let the mage go. Or you can die. No, wait. You can just die.
Oh, so not a parlay? You're just going to attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
None shall pass.
None shall pass.
I've come to chew bubble gum.
So you land there behind them, and you're going to attack them. It was such a beautiful roll. If you want to go ahead and do that, unless somebody else has something they want to do in the meantime, you can go ahead and make an attack on one of them.
The one with the firmest grip on the mage.
One of them's wounded, okay, which is the one he hit, so the other one's got a better grip on him.
That's the one that I will attempt to cleave in twain.
It's Bat Dwarf.
You're going to cleave him in twain?
That's what my hope.
How Shakespearean.
Well, it just goes with the previous strike earlier.
Cut him from knave to chap.
Ducks cursing.
You wanna tell us what happens?
Time I do an uphand swing, catch right on the inner thigh and slice his entire front open.
Oh no! You want to humiliate him? You cut off both of his arms and they're still attached to Joe.
I like that.
The arms.
I told you to let him go. You let him go. I shut his arms off.
You hurt his arm.
He's looking around as he falls backwards. Okay.
I still have to roll damage.
Yeah, go ahead and roll your damage. That's
4.
He gets one arm.
you add 2 minus, they got a little bit of armor. Yeah, you still kill him. You killed him more. The other one's wounded. Cassie, you fired the bow.
I'll try and zap the wounded one. Can I do that?
Well, you're still kind of being held by one.
You have to defy danger or defend, right?
I mean, you could, if you want to, you try to break free.
I'd like to try to break free.
Okay. Let's do strength. Because you're just going to shake him off.
Okay.
I'll give you.
Yeah, you can XP.
I was going to, before you roll the dice, I was like, because he's wounded, I was going to give you plus one.
7.
Take the XP.
Do you want to fail, or do you want to, shake him off with a consequence or something?
I don't mind failing.
Just taking the XP.
Not very strong.
So. Okay. Well, he hangs on to you then. Taking XP. Taros.
I'm gonna charge the one that he's got and try to bring him down and shape change on top of him into a bear.
Oh, so you want to run up, shape change, and attack him?
Just pouncing.
Just roar! That's pretty cool. All right, go ahead. Roll your shape change.
Freaky.
Roll your shape change.
10.
Yeah. No problem.
So I got 3 rounds.
3 actions. So you run up and you're going to attack him as a bear. Hang on. Let's see what kind of damage you do as a bear.
It was a hairy bear. It was a scary bear.
Bear.
Big
bear.
Bear chase. Retreat from his lair.
Let's see. Dark woods. It's probably in the dark woods. I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you the same damage as a fighter.
No, he uses his damage.
I thought you used... Well, if he's
attacking... You use your normal stats, but some moves may be harder to trigger a house cat. Weaknesses, let's see. You have innate abilities and weaknesses of the form, claws, wings, gills, breath, breathing, water instead of air. You use your normal stats, but some moves may be harder to trigger.
So we use his damage as a bear? Okay, go ahead.
I actually just want to pin him with
the weight. Yeah, I'm going to give you plus one just because the reason why you become a bear is to increase your damage and stuff. So I'll give you plus one your damage.
increase the weight and pin him and stuff. That's fine.
So, it's what's the next one?
Hack and slash. Oh.
Nine.
Okay.
On fire.
You go ahead and roll your damage.
Just normal strength?
Yeah.
Bye.
So you kill him, but in the process, you're now standing on the mage. you just take them both to the ground. You kill the goblin, but now the mage is flat on the ground beneath you because of your size. Okay?
Yes!
Jack! Finish shopping over there?
Yeah, I'm finished shopping.
Okay.
Actually, I was looking to see a dungeon world if they had bears for you.
Jack's on the ground. He's being exposed to danger. Not doing anything.
I'll stand up. And attack the first goblin in front of me.
You have to pass the dwarf, though.
Oh.
The dwarf killed one. The bear killed the other. The mage is free but prone. And the group of them is down the hallway.
So we've killed the exploratory party.
Yes, you've killed the four that were in front.
Oh, well then. I jump back up into the ceiling.
Okay, you go ahead and make your Defy Danger.
Defy Danger roll.
It gives way.
Alrighty then.
And you fall. Roll 1d6.
4.
Okay, and you're prone as well. It's about to die. It's 9:25. I was hoping for a better cliffhanger, but I think that's probably a good stop.
Well, you figure that most of the party is on their back, with me facing a horde of goblins
charging. Horde of charging goblins, and you're defending basically the party. You and a bear. Cassie's in the back by the door. Then there's.
It's not bad as cliffhangers go.
No, it's not too bad. That's all right. It'd be interesting to see how Todd fits his character into this.
He's gonna be Gore Flesh.
Yeah. Okay, let's stop there then. And let's talk experience. And is everybody good with that?
Yeah.
What did everybody think about the game?
I'm still liking this.
I like it. I think you need to be more active, though. I think you need to be punching us harder. Rather than asking us what we want to do, it's like, well, this is in your face now. What do you do?
Yeah, but
there's a balance we haven't quite struck yet. But
yeah, I think so. But
it's fun.
We're not. Well, I got up because there's six of you or five of you. It's I'm kind of waiting for like, well, what happened? I mean, if you want to turn to us and say, well, what happens? I'll take an opening and go. Say, well,
oh yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, pretty but I don't want to. But I also want to be very. I want people to feel like they're getting the opportunity to jump in and do
something. We're participating in the narrative.
Yes.
When you put something in front of us, we're going to respond.
Every time we fail, though, that's his opportunity.
Yeah,
definitely.
You're compensating.
But also part of it is he sets up something in front of us and then we act.
Right.
Yeah. And for the record here,
part of the meta is anytime we look at you with blank expressions on our face, you're supposed to make a move.
Okay.
And we'll get faster with the moves, too, I think. And it's pretty easy to...
Yeah, and the way it is like, just tell us what you want to do. I mean, right. It's more... Because I think we're so used to what can I do?
And taking turns, which we're
still
falling
into. Yeah, taking
turns,
and people were still in that rut. Which is one of the things I really liked about the Marvel game.
That was nice.
Was that you had a card, you know,
yeah,
taking your turn,
still
you flip
an
it over. And you go... And you say, I go, and you flip your card over, you take your action, and then you say, you go.
You determine the next person
you
go.
And you can even say to the GM, you go.
Yeah.
You know, and so
once all the cards are flipped, you flip over again.
Then you start a new round, and yeah, you start all over again. Which is a real fun way to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think this needs it, though. But.
And you can do it strategically. No, I don't think so, but I think it's fun because I get tired of trying. I was just getting tired of trying to remember. who's gone? Who needs to go? I want to hear from somebody here. You know.
Yeah, who's got the seven of diamonds?
Well, that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, no,
like, I think that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. It's like a conversation. Well,
Jack
just did this. What's Cassie doing about it?
Yeah.
Or Morgan just failed in this. I'm going to use that to threaten who hasn't done anything lately. Taros.
Yeah. Huh. All right. Jason, what'd you think? First night playing Taros? I mean, what?
That's interesting. I'm still trying to figure out the bonds. Trying to use the bonds in certain ways. Like, the one protecting her is an easy one.
Well, what's... like,
setting him
like,
up for a downfall is an easy one.
Right, well, pushing him into the party, pushing him into the way of the goblins...
Him being Surtur the dwarf, right?
No, him being you, because his bond is you smell...
Surtur the dwarf.
Right. Surtur the dwarf, and it's Jack. Because Jack smells more like prey. Flabby Jack.
Flabby Jack.
Y'all want Flabby Jacks? Flabby Jack. Yeah, so, but if you play him and you can resolve it, you know, if you push him, like, into the goblins so everybody can escape, you go, well, this is the bond, I've resolved it, and you move forward, you write a new bond, and we keep going. You know, it's sort of like, once you resolve it, you get experience for it. Okay, so, let's go through, what page is the,
good question,
the second page?
It's on, end of session. All right. You all got experience for failures. You all advanced quite a bit tonight. What about your bonds? Anybody resolve a bond?
I'm having too much fun making fun of Jack to ever resolve that one. So, no.
No, actually.
No, Morgan hasn't proven himself capable of surviving the dungeon yet.
Now, Morgan has done very little other than fall down, get captured, and hurt himself.
How do you resolve that bond? I mean, I'm just curious. How do you think that gets resolved?
I'm leaning... I think you could probably look at it a few different ways. The way I'm looking at it right now is when he impresses me in combat.
So it puts the onus on him for you to get the experience point.
It's the only way it's the way I'm seeing it. I'm like I said, there's probably other ways to look at it, but that's how it's resonating with me.
Can you help him by or not defending him?
That's possible.
I mean, because I'm trying to figure out how to turn that into an active thing for you to do, so you earn the experience.
But that's also something that's going to come up if the situation is appropriate.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
And I'm thinking about
that. I'm just curious. I don't know.
You want to see him do an honorable fight?
No. Blasting them with mage fire is perfectly acceptable for me.
Okay, Joe, what do you got there for Morgan? Any bonds? Any?
Surtur will play an important role in the events to come. I've foreseen it. I didn't really play that. I don't know how I would.
Okay. Well, and playing the bond and resolving the bond are two completely different things.
Jack is keeping an important secret from me. I mean, we didn't really...
Well, we tried, and you failed the roll.
Yeah.
I mean, and see, that's the thing. He's keeping an important secret from you. You get the bond... If you resolve the bond to discover the secret that he stole the bracelet, then you get an experience point for that.
Right.
So every time he offers it up to you, an opportunity for you to find the bracelet and sort of push that point forward, that plot line, then you get rewarded for it.
I'm trying to help you out here, yeah. Joe.
Thank you. I do not think that bonds were resolved for.
I was trying to help you out here. He backstabbed the guy.
That was awesome.
That's great.
That was great.
That was awesome. Okay, Jason over there with our new newest member, Taros, the druid.
The only one that's actually, I mean, haven't done anything yet by throwing Jack under prey. Haven't done either one with Morgan yet. Cassandra, blood and mine were bonded. So I don't think I've got that one yet.
No. Okay. All right. Well, keep thinking about it. Keep working on it. And when you decide, this is how I'm going to resolve this bond, and I've resolved it, just tell me, and we'll, if it makes sense to you, and we'll go forward. And you write a new bond, and we keep going, because you can have a ton of bonds. So, but you can only resolve, I think, the way we're playing, you could probably only get one resolved in a game. I mean, maybe two. 2 if you really pushed it.
I think it's mostly because of the time.
Yeah, because of the time constraints. I think the rules also talk about it sort of like a one per game kind of thing.
I don't recall that, but I don't recall that.
You don't recall not recalling that? What do you got there, Jack?
I didn't resolve any bonds, but I just figured out a good way to resolve one. So I'm just writing a note to myself.
Okay. As far as... Where am I?
Playing alignment.
Anybody play their alignment?
Yes.
What's your alignment?
Good. Perform your art to aid someone else.
And you tried to heal.
Heal. Put the +1 forward on damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give yourself an experience point.
I'm up!
Seriously. Bill.
Defeat a worthy opponent.
Not yet.
No.
Sorry, I'll try to get you one.
Neutral.
Morgan, what is find something? Find a...
Avoid detection, infiltrate... Oh, no.
Discover something about a magical mystery.
No.
Not really.
But you're working on the bracelet kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Mine's eliminate an unnatural menace.
Unnatural menace.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Shift danger or blame from yourself.
What alignment? Neutral. And yours is?
Evil. Shift danger or blame from yourself to someone else.
I think you did that when you backstabbed the guy I was trying to talk to.
And they all went out.
Oh, yeah! You did, dude. Yeah.
Wasn't quite looking at it that way.
I mean, that may not have been your intent, but that's fine. I mean, no, you did because you were protecting yourself when you did
that bracelet.
It was a very selfish. You were being very selfish when you did.
I want to talk to the guy.
Okay, how many experience points do we have? You got
six. I have six.
All right, so next game, 4. It looks like it.
Well, as soon as we get to make camp, right?
You spend the night. I think you just have to spend the night.
Yeah, rest for hours.
The move,
right.
When you have downtime, hours, or days, and XP equal to or greater than your current level +7.
Okay, cool.
I only have 3.
I only got 4.
Okay, y'all want to hang on to your character still? Or? Lots of stuff to memorize on them, I know.
I like the druid. This way, if you
druid's kind
of
neat.
Have a moment on your of your own, you can look them over and think about.
That's true too.
Not that we get those moments in our lives, but you know,
right? Okay, so I need to take more actions and not be so. I need to be meaner to you guys, which I can be, I guess.
Meaner is a relative concept, but
I could be more
in our face more.
In your face more. Anything else? Any other notes?
Scanning through the forum.
Which I finally was allowed in. That's one of the things that came in tonight.
I think that the Defy Danger 7-9 is... the 7-9 is we get what we want, but kind of concept. Or if you order, that's where the hard choices come in. So, okay, you can break through, but this horrible thing is going to happen. I'd rather just stand here, okay?
Right.
You give them the choice.
You give them a choice.
You can stay where you are, or...
The ugly choice, one of the examples somebody said is like, okay, two of your companions are falling off a cliff, defy danger to grab them both and save them. 7-9. Which one are you going to save? One of them's falling to the death.
Right. You can only save one of them.
Would be the other choice.
Well,
the other choice could be you save them by pulling them out and you fall.
That's another good choice.
Yeah, you could save both of them, but you fall. You save one of them.
And the worst example, not the worst, a worse outcome, is kind of the soft, the way this example is kind of a softer answer. You pull them both up, but your arms are ridiculously sore. Take one, -1 ongoing.
Yeah, and I think that's something else I probably need to start doing too. Is giving advantages for stuff we establish in the fiction that you all take advantage of and say, look, and I try to do that with like the +1 for your intimidate with the damage.
Actually, a pretty interesting role overall. With
plus, you you can also, as part of our failures, I don't know if any would have been appropriate at this point or not, but we have the conditions
underneath the stats.
Oh yeah, where you can you
confused, hesitant. There's stuff under the stats.
Under each stat, it's a minus to the stat.
Very mouse guardish.
Yeah.
And an easy penalty without having to think of a whole big thing. Just like,
well,
because okay,
and that's the thing is, I'm one, I don't know the rules as well as I need to know, but two, you know, and the default is take damage. You're like, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
And it doesn't aid the fiction. You know, you get hurt. Well, what do you do with that? Well, I don't know.
Well,
I
mean, one of the things that I've been reading on the forum is about, and I really don't totally grasp it all, but is like lots of people say snowball, where I try and do this thing. Yes, you could do damage, but you could have the ogre rear back his club intent on bringing it down on my head. What do you do? As opposed to just straight doing the damage, you can.
The problem gets bigger. Right.
Not sure how exactly that applies, but it's make things worse as opposed to just doing damage. But because I agree with you, sometimes doing damage is the cheap way out.
Yeah, it feels. I mean, but other times it's appropriate and right. It's quick, so we can keep the game moving.
Yeah,
the plus or minus one ongoing, I think, is good too, mixed with the conditions.
Yeah, and that way you kind of get the link test stuff going there too. It's like, I'm going to blast this guy and then threaten him. And like, well, you blast him, and then
it all depends on the fiction that we're doing. Like,
you're
threatening and blast. It's like, well, they fed off of each other, and it's like I like that. That was a cool thing I did there.
Yeah, I think we had a lot of cool stuff. I like the backstabbing, and
that was fun.
Well, I love the assist.
And that was pretty cool.
I was
too.
Trying
you
to
know,
figure
you're like, and where it didn't really fit, but then as soon as he jumps in, hey, I'm up there. I throw down a hand and pull him up. It kind of ties you guys together as a team, and like you almost see this is a maneuver you guys have done before,
right? Yeah,
except better.
Except it worked last time.
That's a perfect example of letting moves dictate the fiction. The idea with this game.
Or letting the fiction dictate the moves.
Right,
even.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Okay, well, super.
Say goodnight.
Yeah.
Everybody say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Seriously, if this is what First Edition was like, you guys that got to play had some serious fun. Now, don't forget to send us your feedback. Our email address is roy@rusackgamers.com. And our voicemail is 502-4141-RUE. That's 502-4141-766. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. The production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Dungeon World is copyright Sage LaTora and Adam Coybell.